Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers. Well, hello everybody. Welcome back to the Restful Podcast. Kristen and I are very excited to get our podcast started back in. Both of us took a little bit of a summer sabbatical so that we could take a step back and focus on our families and the direction that we want the Restful Project to go. But we are excited to get back to our weekly podcasts and just continue to grow in our walk with you. So thank you for joining us. So, as always, we are continuing our rhythm of focusing on a holy habit for each month of the year. And for August, we do the month of prayer every year. For us and for a lot of people, August is sort of kind of a new year. If your life, like mine, revolves around the school rhythm. And so a lot of times people sort of approach August and the new school year as a kind of fresh start. Maybe you reevaluate your goals for the second half of the year, or it's a time for your family to kind of settle in a new rhythm with going back to school and extracurricular activities and things like that. So for us, it just seems so natural that prayer is going to fit right into this month because prayer is such a wonderful way to rejuvenate your heart, get a fresh perspective on things, whatever you need. And so all this month in August, we are going to be focusing on prayer, and we will be following our devotional called the 21 Days of Prayer, which we have available as an e-copy if you are interested, but it's just a supplemental guide for you to follow along if you are interested in diving a little bit deeper into what is prayer, how can I bolster my prayer life, things like that. So let's kind of just discuss prayer. So for me, prayer is, it's been an interesting spiritual aspect in my life. There are times where I feel like prayer comes very natural to me. Then there are times where I feel like prayer is a very foreign and difficult idea. So just to sort of like put our basis of what prayer is our means of communicating with the Lord. So when Christ ascended into heaven, God sent his Holy Spirit down to dwell in each and every one of his believers. With that Holy Spirit, we now have access, direct access to God's throne room. And we have that through prayer. And so prayer is God's way of communicating with us, even though it is not a normal two-person human communication. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us and carries our prayer straight to his ear. Sometimes for me, I feel like I am close to the heart of God. I feel like prayer is a very natural thing to me. And then sometimes I go through seasons where my prayer life seems very dry and I just stare at the ceiling and wonder if anybody's listening. I mean, honestly, it can be tricky sometimes to be in prayer. But I think, as we're going to explore this month, one of the biggest concepts of prayer is that you just keep continuing to pray. One of our verses that we focus on this month is 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. And it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you." And that pray without ceasing part, We can see that in Christ's life all throughout his ministry. He got up early in the morning and prayed. He ended the night in prayer. He prayed in all of his times of turmoil. He was in constant communication with the Lord through prayer. And that's what he wants for us throughout our day, not just before meals or before bed or first thing in the morning. He wants constant communication with him. And so one of my favorite verses concerning prayer is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ." And I love that part where it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer, let your requests be known to God." As someone who is a naturally anxious person, prayer is my means of communicating with him in a constant basis, where I can give him my anxious thoughts. I can give him my worry. I can give him my fear. I can give him my anxiety. All things that you might be feeling in this season in your life. I know that back to school, students feel nervous. Parents feel nervous sending them off to school. That's sometimes not as a safe place as we'd like it to be sometimes. But communicating with God constantly through prayer and giving him all those feelings that he is willing to take on for us. And also communicating in our joyful moments too. I mean, God wants to hear from us when we're excited and happy and thankful. Not just always coming with him with concerns or worries, although he's always listening to those. But even just sharing with God your good things. What went well today? What are you thankful for? What do you feel blessed about? So if you are sort of in a rut in your prayer life, which I have gone through seasons like this, I have gone through seasons where my prayer life has been very dry and very stale because I just don't know what to do. One simple thing is always to come back to the Lord's Prayer. So we can find the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 12, and it just says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." So this prayer, I'm sure you've heard it before, you may have said it before, you may say it every Sunday, but it's just such a simple prayer for us that if you're just feeling a little stuck, just use the Lord's Prayer. Use that prayer and make it your prayer. And use it as many times as necessary until you feel that presence where you can take your prayers further. So that's just a little teaser for now on prayer. We're going to be talking about it all month long. If you are not a part of our community, please let us know. And we'd love to get you into our Mighty Networks community through the Restful Project. And also, of course, follow along in our social media. And we'd love to hear from you. And we would love to pray for you. So if you need prayer, please reach out to us and let us know. And we would love to intercede on your behalf. Thank you for tuning in. I'm excited to start this month of prayer for you. And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.